Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, let's begin by coming into God's presence as always, activating our faith, our hope, our love, humility, and our thanksgiving, our gratitude. Jesus, I just believe in you. I activate that faith. I believe firmly that you are who you say you are, that you are the Son of God. All that's revealed to me in Scripture, all that the Church teaches about you, your Father, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, I believe in you. I believe in the articles of the Creed. I believe in the laws of the Church. I just reaffirm that faith in you. And I also make the act of hope. I hope in you. I hope in your goodness, your kindness, and I love and I trust that. I trust you're here present with me. And I love you for all your fidelity, for all your kindness, your care, your concern, your protection. I love you, Lord. Grateful for all the gifts, all the blessings, the personal, family, the spiritual, all the gifts that you've given me. Thank you. Grateful for the people in my life, grateful for the health you've given me, for some of the sacrifices and crosses you permit. Well, I thank you for all of them, but the ones that you permit, thank you. And I humble myself, really, Lord. I come here as a beggar. I'm in need of your grace. I don't presume to really offer you anything other than a heart that wants to hear and listen and speak to you and learn from you. Turn my attention to Luke 5, 33, 39 in order to meditate and understand new truths, understand new perspectives that you want to share with me, Lord, through this prayer. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch on an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and it will be spilled and skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. No one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says the old is good. Lord, I open myself to your word and what you want to speak to me through it. And I want to delve into that first point that you make in the gospel here, or the Pharisees make to you, is that they observe the fasting and praying routines of John the Baptist disciples and even the Pharisees' followers that fast and offer prayers, but they don't see your disciples doing the same. And your challenge to that observation is a wedding feast going on. There's guests of the wedding, and the bridegroom's with them, right? So the bridegroom is here. He's arrived. The party has begun. The guests are there. There should be no fasting. So Jesus, you obviously present yourself as the groom, the one who kicks off the wedding feast, that it's already started given your incarnation. You're here. You're celebrating God's presence among men. The Messiah is here. Should be celebration. You're pointing to your identity as Messiah, as Son of God, and that the lack of fasting points to the fact that you're not John the Baptist. You're not a Pharisee. Like, just like you said before, something greater is here. So again, Jesus, you don't shy away from the challenge. You don't shy away from your identity. You don't look for the easy way out or what's expedient. You speak honestly the truth. You admit that days will come when we should fast, and those days are here. I should be fasting. That the bridegroom isn't here in the same way he was in person. He's here sacramentally, and we celebrate the Eucharist. We celebrate that feast. But fasting is in order. Our Lady's asked for it in so many of our apparitions. So, Lord, I want to fast. I want to fast from sin for sure. I want to fast from occasions of sin for sure. I want to fast from anything that would lead me towards sin. But also, I want to fast giving up good things, things that are permissible, but yet out of love, I say, no, that's not for me. How many souls that I direct, Lord, married souls, give up good things, but because they just, their spouse doesn't like them, they don't fit with their family routines, it's just not practical anymore, they don't have money for that hobby, whatever it is. So many people leave aside good things out of love and out of their vocation. And so, Lord, you asked me to do the same, and I willingly do it. And the second thing that occurs to me, Lord, is that a new wine that you come to bring that doesn't want to get placed in old wineskins. That if we're old and kind of rigid and unable to receive and accept, then we'll burst, right? We'll tear. That what you're coming to bring, this bridegroom present, is something qualitatively different. Continuity, yes, but radically a step forward, new, requires new wineskins, a new flexibility to receive you. And you don't want it to tear. So you're inviting a fresh new heart, new faith, new love, new hope. So Lord, in my own life, I'm sure there's ways you want to stretch me, you want to bring new truths, invite me to new graces. And so I open myself to that. I want to be flexible. Forgive my rigidity, my attachment, my comfort. And grant me the grace to be open and available, responsive, supple to your new desires and invitations. You also reference the patch. Kind of a new, you don't tear kind of fresh cloth from fresh material and patch something old. But you'd need an old patch to match old material or a new patch to match new material. The forcing and trying to tighten and oblige, they'll tear. It's maybe similar with the fasting, right? There was an old priesthood, an old sacrificial system, and you were offering something new. And so it came with new disciplines, new openness, new sacraments, new spiritual practices, new ways of relating to God. And we need to be open to receive that, Lord. So, Lord, let me be open to your novelty today. As Pope Francis of venerable memory often said, to be open to God's surprises, the novelty of what the Lord offered. Let me be open to that, Lord. And I form my own resolution for the day, how I can think, act, speak differently, thanks to the invitation of your grace in this moment of prayer today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.